Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What's up? Man, it's been a minute since I've been on here. I wanted to talk a couple battles with y'all tonight. This is Compete Street. I am your host, T.D. Barry. This is the Wednesday night battle rap edition. And we just had two pretty dope battles that dropped already this week. One on Monday, which was Daylight versus Danger Zone from King of the Dot from the Back to Basics card. Yesterday, we had T-Top versus Shotgun Shug drop from URL TV from the Redemption card. That's the first battle they dropped from the Redemption event that they had a few weeks back. These both was pretty good battles. The first one I'm going to get into is Daylight versus Danger Zone. And when they first announced this battle was happening, man, I was hyped because they both been on some tears. They both been bringing it lately. And the battle didn't really disappoint. The one thing I can say about this battle is if anybody that's following what happened, during the event when Disaster was battling Chilla, Disaster kind of threw a couple shots at Daylight, called him a fake friend, blah, blah, blah. And you can tell during this battle that really got to Daylight. Daylight actually did a couple interviews, and he admitted that. He was like, his mind wasn't right for this battle after what Disaster said. Not making excuses for him, but you can tell, though. You can tell that what Disaster said to Daylight, it didn't sit well with him, and it kind of was on his mind during this whole battle. The battle, Daylight came out dressed like Sharif from Menace to Society with the African Black Power pro-black gear on. But he didn't really turn it into much of a bad antic. Daylight went first. He started off, he had a couple bars for Disaster. You could tell he was going off the top. He addressed this incident with Diz where they almost got shot and Disaster gave him a gun that didn't have no bullets in it for him to defend himself. And he's saying Disaster tried to get him killed. So if anything, that Disaster is the snake. And he wasn't rhyming for it. He just was talking to Diz. He started off rhyming, then he stopped rhyming. He was just talking to Diz. And he was saying something like, I'm not even going to bring that up. Whatever he was talking about, there was some inside stuff going on. But it kind of threw off how he started his round. Then he actually, got into his actual round for Danger. He went into how it was a lot of real stuff going on in Baltimore where Danger is from. And we didn't hear Danger, we didn't see him go out there to riot. He's saying Danger didn't even tweet about it. He actually had a few cool rounds in his first rounds. He actually had a few cool bars in his first round. He had this line, something about this show for the white folks. Oh, this is Seinfeld, and followed that with a something about his chick, Oprah, this chick, she holding a non-trail. That was crazy. He was barring, like, back-to-back in the sequence. Then he said a knot for the next, a knot for the next better focus your tie skills, something like that. He had this little sequence where he, like, barred probably about 6 to 8 bars straight. But I mean, he had some dope lines in his first round. He said this line, whoever I battled, they were stiff competition. Well, notice they died still. That was part of the sequence I was just telling y'all about with the back to back bar. Then he had a Fetty Wap line. So that I got one eye in the game, something Fetty Wap. Then his round kind of ended where his round ended. Like, he said a bar then it looked like to me like he choked, but he just did a good job playing it, playing the choke off. That's, I don't know. He just ended it like real weird. If it was a choke, then he did a superb job playing it off because it almost didn't look like it. But that was pretty much the end of his round. Danger came on, and he pretty much started barring. He said something like how he used Magic, Jordan, and Bird rolled in one, and they like not even a six-man, a six-man to the six-man. He said, nor are you who they could deem harder, son. They're talking about the movie Six Man with Kadeem Hardison. That was crazy. Line for line, who they assigned, fell, not even George Costanza with me. That was crazy. Line talking about Daylight lost to Lavos, and losing to SA was ass backwards, meaning Daylight lost to an SA, Latino. But he said losing two SA, if you get two S's in the A, that's ass backwards. That was crazy. He said something like saying how they're cool, but battle rap is where friends beef. He had this line like something like, when I enlighten light and enlighten y'all, when light comes between me trying to make ends meet, saying Daylight is pretty much coming in between him trying to make some chicken. And he said, remove light to make ends meet. See how I enlighten y'all. Pretty much saying if you take the light out of enlightened, the ends meet, the E-N's, not the letter ends, but the two E-N's on the front and back of enlightened meet. That was crazy. I almost like threw my phone. That was crazy. That might have been the best line of the actual whole battle to me. He kept barring his first. He had the line saying how Daylight was going to get battled on the net in his own backyard and he didn't use a hammock. Pretty much saying like he went to LA and beat Day in his crib, bodied him on the net like a hammock, like what you lay on in the backyard. He had another line. He'll be missed where he's from, like a beauty pageant. That was crazy. What else? He had this line, when days go by, Family Matters is coming on and going off, talking about the Family Matters theme song. I think this is when he was talking about Day getting shot. He had a couple lines about Day getting shot, and Day talked about him getting shot versus Oops. He had a line about gun buttoning, and he said, when it's Day's pet steak is when his cow hit his head, you won't do a thing about it. And he mentioned when Day like got on stage with Lupe Fiasco and Mickey Fex, and he turned that into saying how he killed Mickey Fex, meaning Danger saying how Danger killed Mickey Fex in a battle. And I don't know, he pretty much broke it down, and he ended it with bringing you on stage was a fiasco to begin with. That was crazy. Like, the whole setup and all of that was crazy. So, that was pretty much it for Danger's first. Daylight came on in the second. Came on in the second and said something about his road to positivity. This is where he really went into character with the outfit he had on. I mean, he kind of did it in the first with him talking to Danger about the riots and all that, but he started off really going into his antic about, you know, being positive. And he said, we need to stop calling our brothers and sisters bitches and hoes. And then one of his mans and his entourage said, we don't want to hear that, Sharif. And Daylight takes off the gear that he had on. He's in regular clothes now. And he starts getting into his bars. He had a line, got the game on locks, always come with the best styles, talking about the lock styles, piece in the locks. He had this West Now, like the West Now. He said, I've been a virus to everywhere else, but I'm back on the West Now. Something like that he said, talking about the West Now virus, but he's back on the West Coast. He had these lines, I've been a cancer since I was a baby. That's how I grew up. That's how I grew up, to know how to wig on a youngster. Pretty much explanatory. He had the line. I had the 2-2 like a ballerina, meaning he had the deuce-deuce, the 22, but, you know, ballerinas wear 2-2s. That was pretty crazy. I actually, it almost sounds like a simple punchline, but I don't think I heard that before. I mean, I'm sure somebody probably said something like that, but it sounded pretty original to me. He had this bar saying where I land this Catalina nigga. That was crazy. He had a defeat line. Now, I know everybody gets criticized these days when they're using defeat lines because everybody has been used a million times. But whatever. I heard an interview with Charlie Clip saying, how can y'all tell people like what lines to use if they're using it different and they're still making it clever? Like, how can you tell someone? I didn't have a problem with his defeat line because he used it. It was a I'm going to get you sucker punchline with it. Like, if anybody's seen the movie, I'm going to get you sucker. The guy, I think it was Jim Brown, his feet was swollen. He got, like, shot in his foot or something, and his feet swole. He said, the feet is going swell. I'm going to get you sucker. I liked it. Then he went into some zone name flips. He said, I kills this pussy, never the friend zone. Meaning, you know, like when you get put in the friend zone, you know what that means. I think he followed that with a couple more name flips. He said, as soon as I touch down, I'm going end zone, meaning in football, when you get the end zone is the touchdown. He had a couple more name flips. He said, I came to endangered species. That was crazy, turned into endangered species. He went into a couple bars / jokes about this Danger can't get any girls. You know, the girls don't like him. And he said, last time Danger got a dance in the club, Mystical was popping. Meaning, the last time, I mean, talking about the song Danger from Mystical, the throwback from 15 years ago, saying that's the last time a chick danced to or with Danger in the club. What else is the second half? He had the Chewbacca line, I think. You got a Star Wars get. As soon as they take a look at Chewbacca, that was dope. Kind of ended weird again to me. I don't know. He just looked like he was like, because he said something, and he was like, should I keep going? Then the crowd was like, yeah. And he said, I think he said, like, he joked, like, give me $20. And then he just said, no, that's it. I don't know. He just, if he was choking, like, kudos, because he did a hell of a job playing it off. That just didn't look like the end of his rounds to me. I don't know, I could be reaching, but it just looked like it just like he ended like very, very weird. Danger came on in the second and rebuttal about Dave touching him, because Dave kind of was like poking his chest. He rebutted with Daylight, because Daylight mentioned something about his squad in the battle, about, you know, his team being behind him. And he rebutted that, saying they look like Waka Flocka and Rick Ross. It was funny. Then he said something about, he did it like a Tyrone, the I'm Tyrone guy. He did an I'm Tyrone. He said, forget this battle. I'm just here for your wife. Long dick style, like Tyrone says. And he had this dope line about Muhammad Ali. He said, your chick face get fucked all at night. Remember the face Muhammad Ali made when Sonny Liston lost that fight? Talking about, you know how, if anybody's saying how Muhammad Ali was like moving his jaws real funny, like stretching, he was saying, she gonna have to do that to get our jaw back right. And he had a couple more lines about his chick. It was dope / funny. He had a setup about a guy's girlfriend catching her boyfriend cheating with the text and stuff, and how the guy always can flip it on her and end up getting mad. He used that to analyze, saying, I'm going to flip this correct. saying flip the script, but saying flip this script to daylight of the script. It was pretty dope. It wasn't all of that. It was alright. He had this something like, you better off not showing that a first trimester pregnancy. Something like that, saying like, when a chick is pregnant in her first trimester, she doesn't show. So he's saying you're better off not showing that's a first trimester pregnancy. Something like that. He had this line saying how he dropped some pounds, but he'll raise them just as fast. That's the Luther Vandross diet, saying how he lost weight, dropped some pounds, but he'll pick the pound up just as fast. That was pretty dope. He had a line saying as far as bars go, they pay Dave for nothing, meaning Daylight gets paid for nothing because he don't have any bars, but that was a payday punchline, the candy bar, the peanuts. And he ended it with a pretty dope line that I think went over a lot of heads. I don't think he got a lot of reaction from it. Talking about his last couple battles versus Oops or Chef Trez, and he's saying, I ain't Oops or Chef unless I make a mistake or something. That was so well done. This is what he said. He ended saying that was so well done. Saying, I ain't Oops or Chef. That was kind of like a double entendre. Saying, I ain't Oops or Chef unless I make a mistake or something. Saying, like, that was crazy because the mistake can actually go for Oops and Chef. Saying, Oops, mistake, or Chef, make a mistake. So that was like a triple, I don't know to call it, name flip entendre or something. That was crazy. And that ended his round. But, I mean, that was dope. On to the third. Daylight mentioned something about leaving the battle versus Rome in Philly. And he was like, they said I was drawing how when I left without a trace. That was, his girl did a pocket check on Danger. He got his girl to do a pocket check on Danger. He had a bar that, like, set up to it. And then he choked. He like, pretty much choked. He tried to play it off again. I forgot how exactly he tried to do it again, but and then he finally just like, no, that's it. Like, he choked. And Danger came on the third. He rebutted the pocket check, saying Daylight's girl was filling him up when he wasn't looking. The rebuttal was crazy, and it hit hard. And as far as his bars, he had a bar saying daydreaming for thinking he taking zone out, saying like when you daydreaming, you zoning out. That was crazy. He had a line saying between day me and the devil's son, you taking one in the temple first. That was crazy. He had a line saying these words that take you out the picture like I cropped a meme. That was crazy. Not crazy. That was all right. He started talking about the Diz fight, saying, I think this rhymed with the crop the meme line. He's saying he was talking about the Diz fight, saying it was a false chain of events. That's why your neck and your collar green. Saying how like the fight, the alleged fight with Disaster and Daylight was fake. He had a line of Dez saying niggas get nervous when you get on the plane. He had a line said get straight stole, snatch day whole face till he J. Cole. And he had a line saying too many punches to weave, I done lost track. Saying he throwing so many punches at Daylight, but there's too many to weave. They use that saying, like, a weave, hair extension, tracks. He done lost track. That was all right. I mean, Danger Third wasn't, like, really crazy, but after the rebuttal, but, of course, Daylight choked. So, with this battle, I gave the first round to Danger. I gave the second round to Daylight. And, of course, with the choke, I gave the third round to Danger. So I scored this 2-1 for Danger Zone. Daylight had a dope first, but, like I said, it kind of ended where it did. And, of course, his third was just like he only had a couple bars and he choked. And I think Daylight wants to battle Danger again. This was actually their second time battling. But it was still a dope battle. They both had some bars. It has replay volume. So shout out to both of them. All right. So for T-Top and Suge, and anybody listening, and this is Compete Street. I am your host, TD Barry. For T-Top and Suge, T-Top came in the first. He started off addressing problems in America with innocent black dudes getting killed for nothing by cops, and he did a little moment of silence for that. Then he just went right into killing Suge awkwardly. But he kind of acknowledged his hypocrisy in that, saying he's a hypocrite, but, you know what I mean, whatever. He said if Suge tapped his pockets, he's going to split his shit. He addressed the Detroit situation, saying how he left Surf hanging, which everybody addressed, but he had a few new bars. I guess he revamped the bars about that what people said. He said a lot of send Tupac to Suge is getting more than grace. If I send Tupac to Suge is getting more than grace. I don't know, that was like a reach to me unless I heard it wrong. He had a line about taking his girl or his mom or somebody in the crib. He had a line about slipping her something in the bar, then take her home. He said, I'll take her home and start wilding in it, leave a pudding cup and a note that said Cosby did it. That was fire. That was fire. What else did he have in his third? He had a Biggie scheme. He had a Biggie scheme in his verse, which I think went over a lot of heads. He mentioned something about Biggie. And, I don't know. Let me see if I can cue that part up, because I don't think a lot of people heard that. Baltimore, who was involved with Big. A lot of people didn't really catch on to that. And that was pretty much it for top first. Suge came one of the first. He had some dope bars. He was coming hard. They was punching. He had some punchline, and he was going back to back. He said, I'm Snoop. He JD. I'll give him a bow. That was crazy, saying how Snoop pretty much gave Bow Wow to Jermaine Dupri. Said headshot, make him sit Indian style. He had a James Brown scheme after that. Friday after next in the yard with the chopper. I'm trying to be petty, but I think that was next Friday with the chopper in the yard scene, not to sound petty or anything. He said he's going to have top hard to find, like a cosign and make bell. That was hard. That's definitely some hard stuff to find. A cosign to make bell, but he said he had a long bandana on a barrel built like a swiffer mop. And then he pocket checked him. After T-Top said he was going to split it, it wasn't
Like, it wasn't the Sharon pocket tech. It wasn't the Saga pocket tech. He kind of like grabbed his, pinched his pocket, and like as he was sliding away, some people say it was like a phantom pocket check. I look, he actually touched his pocket, but it wasn't the one. But either way, it took away what Top said about him splitting the shit if he tapped his pockets. And he had a Family Matter, like the Winslow line that we heard a billion times. I think that was pretty much it for his first, for Suge's first. Top second was his best round. He had a line, Big Nose Harley Quinn, I'm in love with a clown. He had a line, Bitches with Bars, Orange is the New Black. He's saying Sugar and his bitches with bars, Orange is the New Black. That was dope. He said he was going to smack Sugar's chick with a boat starter, which is hilarious. He rhymed that with direct line to the plug. That's a phone charger. That was crazy. Had a line. He did a top five battle rapper scheme in his second, which a lot of people didn't catch. I think he, like, named Surf, Calico, Clips, Hollow, and somebody else. I forgot. He ended it saying, this is my top five. That, like, the scheme was crazy. Suge's second was kind of, he had a grinding on his block, two clips for real. We heard that a billion times. He had a line, get his peanut chew for 10 pennies. That was all right. He said, your street shit fake, like money and violence. That was all right. He had a Frankie Lyman dropping dog out the window line. I heard that a couple times. He had a line, Bacon Soda, be more on it. That's light rock. Like, that's a, talking about Baltimore. Tay Rock is from Baltimore. Just be more on it. Talking about be more. That was pretty crazy. He had a line, tried to play hardball and got G Baby. That was dope. I think that was pretty much. That was pretty much for Suge's second. How much time do you got left? All right, I got 2 minutes. All right, so the third round, T-Top addressed his fans' complaints about how he, you know, about his style, pretty much about his style. And he's saying how he just wanted to, for the first two rounds, let people know Suge can keep up with him. And then he went to his normal T-Top stuff, talking about his struggle, his grind. He did have a couple bars in there. He said he's going to leave Suge in All Red, like the 95 Source Awards. That was crazy. He had a line, wrap his head up. Muslim. Since he's Muslim, he know how things go. I think Rex had a bar similar to that versus Disaster. He had a line saying how his hustling got him on a first-name basis with his mother. That was crazy. That was, like, one of my favorite bars from him. And that was pretty much it for his third, I think. He had a lot of struggle stories pretty much in that. Suge Wild in his third. Suge came on. He had the On His Porch with 230s. That's phone posits line. That was crazy. Then he was, like, punching back to back. Suge's third got a lot of people thinking Suge didn't write that. Like, he wild. He had, like, a lot of back-to-back punches. Talking about his mom using, saying needles in her body, but I had the voodoo doctor. Grams of the smack, she going head first like a scuba diver. That was crazy. He had a line, hide him underground like El Chapo, and he kind of dissed Jazz towards the end of his round. So, real quick, I judged this. I gave T-Top the first two rounds. Edged him. I top edged the first two rounds and Shook and convincingly took the third. I'm out of here, man. So this is Compete Street. I am TD Barry. Whoever's listening, thanks for listening. Until next time, y'all be cool. How y'all be cool.